part of my life. We could have had it all, we should have done it all.
Jackson Owens there with his latest single, Keep Calling, from his new EP, Now Forever. I was supposed to fade it down and bring him up, but it was too good.
It was too good.
We got Jackson Owens on the line with us now, talking to us about his new EP, Now Forever. Kia ora, Jackson. What a beautiful bro.
Thank you. Kia ora te whānau. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on again here on Manatawa. It's Moiawa and Aotearoa Anō. Having a kōrero with you this afternoon. Hey, congratulations. You've put this EP out, and I think I said it was summer love songs on the go.
Yeah, that's a good representation of what it actually is. There's a few love songs on there, and I'm excited to get this music finally out there for the whānau to listen to. It's been a good year or two in the making, so I'm pumped.
What were the type of challenges that you faced while writing during that 2-year process?
There was a few challenges, but it was good to be working with different artists and different people in my corner. Kings, the rapper, jumped on there, Mikey Dam, my brother Chonti, and one of the bros from Brooklyn jumped, and we had a jam together, so it's just been cool learning and bouncing ideas off each other. So
what was the most fun part about it, and outside of the collaborations, what other fun parts were stuck out to you?
Fun parts probably like just releasing it today. Just the fun part, seeing it finally out, It's cool. For me, it's the best part about doing music is letting people hear it. So, today's been fun.
I love it. Hey, you know, this year I've been really, really loving a lot of the waiata that have been put out, whether it's bilingual, reo Māori, or even if we're thinking about this EP here today. But I mean, when I'm thinking about waiata like Aeko or your waiata Now Forever, all these songs are like just bangers, and it's cool to hear them out on the radio. So what's it like for you to be able to hear these waiata, even before this EP, be played out not just on Māori radio, but on just radio in general?
Yeah, I still buzz out when I hear my songs on the radio and stuff. It's been cool doing a few te reo Māori songs as well, with the bro Tawaro Kāwana. We just dropped a couple tracks not too long ago. It still buzzes me out when I hear myself on the radio. I'm like, it's me.
Hey, the last time I spoke to you, you hadn't had Bubba yet, and now you've had Baby. How's that changed the way that you write music, bro?
Oh man, that's been amazing. I've actually done a song for him not too long ago called Pūrotu. So I had to do one song for him because I've just been feeling heaps of love for my son, and being a parent's been unreal. Like I said, the love I have for that kid is just next level. So I had to do him a little song. Hopefully he likes it.
it is beautiful.
No, it's cute as, bro. And have you found it like being a papa now? Have you found it like even that fire within you when you're creating? Has it been stoked up? Has it gone even bigger?
Bro, hard. It's given me more of a reason to, make music, and obviously I want to provide for him and my whānau, so it's definitely given me a bit of a fire to create something of myself, so hard.
you know, I just while I have you, I just over the weekend we were going back on some of our classic YouTube favorites, and of course in there was your This Is a Man World, but also a couple of ones that you did with your whānau, your sister in particular, and you did these cool covers, including one of, I think it was a 660s In My Mother's Eyes, but it was like the shortest snippet, but I was like, man, I want to hear that song in its entirety sung by you. But what I love, though, is I feel that way now about your waiata when I'm hearing other people cover your waiata, and I'm like, it's buzzy to see that time over the past, what, is it a decade now? How long has it been since you dropped that Man's World?
Yeah, it's been about a decade now. It's been, yeah, I think I started when I was like 10. So, yeah, I think I'd done that cover when I was about 16. So, yeah, it's been few years now in the game.
Well, now to see people cover some of your waiata, it's pretty cool to see how that's turned around for you. But on that, on the bigger things, and seeing you do some pretty cool things, you're playing at One Love Festival next year. And so talk to us about that. You excited about it?
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. First time doing a solo, so yeah, really looking forward to jumping up there, and should be mean, eh? The One Love crowd's always pumping, so yeah, pump.
Yeah, well, actually, One Love is one of those ones where it is crazy. Actually, I haven't been in a couple of years.
I've never been. Could you like give me a little bit of a preview of what, if I were to go on Waitangi Day, go down to Tauranga, what could I expect to see from your set, bro?
It's going to be cool. I'm going to be doing my bilingual tracks in Te Reo Māori too, so I'll jump up with Towers and Mikey Dam and do my own, couple of my own tracks as well. So yeah, I'm excited. Come through, brother.
You got a band?
Yeah, we got a band. The couple of bros from up in Tāmaki are going to come down and jam with me, so yeah, it should be me.
Oh, you're selling me there, bro.
It's a plan. Well, tēnā koe. Hey, thank you so much, Jackson, for coming on to Radio Wāte's Drive Show Mana Tawa here with myself and Ngā Tere Anō, and really, really, really enjoyed listening to your EP in the past couple of days. Actually, ever since we got it, we've been having a listen, and now we can finally jam it on our airways. So thank you for sharing your music with us, and looking forward to seeing how you do at One Love, e hoa.
Oh, appreciate you guys. Appreciate the support and all your fellows. Oh, he's always giving me, so thank you very much.
Tēnā koe. There you have it. That's Jackson Owens talking to us about his new EP, Now Forever. And also, just before he came on, we played his latest single from that EP, Keep Calling Vocals Crazy.
You know what else was pretty funny? You brought up the 660 cover, right?
Yeah, have you heard it?
No, but off air, while we were playing I Want You on air, what was I saying?